Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. Perek He begins a series of five prakim, half the Masechta, the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th prakim, which are about the Korban Pesach. Mishnah Aleph talks about the timing of bringing the Korban Pesach. Now, every day in the Beis HaMikdash, there are two Korbanos Tamid, right? We bring an eternal Korban, right? An always Korban, a Korban every day. There is the Tamed Shel Shachar, which is the morning carbon, the fixed morning carbon, which is the first carbon brought in the Beis HaMikdash every day. And the Tamed Shel Bein Arbayim, the afternoon Tamed, which is the last carbon brought in the Beis HaMikdash every day. After the afternoon Tamed, there are some more avodos that are done. The menorah is lit, the ketores is burned, etc. To finish up the day in the Beis HaMikdash, but there are no more carbonos. With the exception of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Now, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim can be brought any time in the afternoon, any time between 6.5 hours into the day, right? 6.5 hours into the day, to relate these Shos Manios to a perfect 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day, where sunrise is 6 a.m. and sunset is 6 p.m., so then the hours actually align to clock hours. 6.5 hours into the day would be 12:30 p.m. Right, that's the earliest you can bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, and the latest you could bring Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim would, of course, be Shkia. Right, 12 hours, 6 p.m. At sunset. But since people have korbanos that they need to bring, we don't typically bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim at 6.5 hours when it could be brought. But it is typically delayed until 9.5 hours, right? 9.5 hours into the day, which is 3:30, right, on a 6-to-6 day. Now these times are the origin of Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana that we talked about in Brachos. Mincha Gedola is the earliest time you could have a Mincha, 12:30 on a 6-to-6 day, 6.5 hours into the day, 6.5 shows manios into the day. Mincha Ketana is the latter part of the afternoon, after the time that the Korban Tamid was normally brought, 9.5 hours into the day till the end of the day. That latter part of the day is called Mincha Ketana, and Plaga Mincha is halfway through that time period. At any rate, so the Korban Tamid was usually brought at 9.5 hours, right? Burned at 9.5 hours on the Mizbeach, leaving plenty of time, like 2.5 hours, to finish stuff up, right? To bring the ketores, to light the menorah, etc. And so our Mishnah says, Mishnah Aleph says, Tamid nishchat b'shmonu mechza. Normally, the Korban Tamid would be shechted, right? Would be slaughtered at 8.5 hours into the day, because the process of the Korban Tamid takes a while, right? There's a shechita involved. There's hafshata. They have to take it apart. They have to cut it. Blah 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 blah. By the time all is said and done, the Korban Tamid takes an hour to bring. And so they would shecht it at 8.5 hours, v'karev b'teisha mechta, so that they could be finished bringing it up onto the Mizbeach to burn at 9.5 hours. And that would leave 2.5 hours to finish the day. That's the way normally happened on your average day. The Arvei Pesachim, on Erev Pesach, however, since Korban Pesach has to come after the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, we start everything 1 hour earlier. Nishchat b'shevel mechza, right? The shechita takes place at 7.5 hours into the day, right? So that would be 1:30 in the afternoon on a 6-to-6 day. V'karev b'shmonu mechza, right? And that would leave the burning of, right, being burned on the mizbeach, brought up to the mizbeach and then be burned by 8.5 hours into the day, at 2:30 in the afternoon. And that would, of course, leave 3.5 hours for people to bring their Korban Pesach. Now, Korban Pesach has to be brought by everybody in Klal Yisrael. There's a lot of Korbanos Pesachim being brought. We'll talk about that later. And so we need time. 3.5 hours gives us enough time for everybody to bring their Korban. And so therefore, this is true, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. It doesn't matter if Erev Pesach is a weekday or Erev Pesach is on Shabbos. The process is the same, because both the Korban Tamid and the Korban Pesach are Docha Shabbos. And so you would bring them on Shabbos, just like you would bring them during the week. And so since things aren't different, the timing is not different either. However, Chal Erev Pesach Lios Perev Shabbos, if Pesach itself, the first day of Pesach, falls out on Shabbos, so that Erev Pesach is also Erev Shabbos, then this introduces another problem. That is that the Korban Pesach needs to be eaten that night at Leil HaSeder. Ordinarily, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. So ordinarily, the Korban Pesach needs to be brought, right? It needs to be sacrificed, needs to be shechted, and the stuff that goes in the Mizbeach has to go on the Mizbeach. All that has to happen before Shkia, on Erev Pesach. But the Korban Pesach, which needs to be fire roasted, that can happen on Pesach itself. You know, everybody kind of knows that by the time you actually get around to the meal at the Seder, it's not early. And so if you start your Korban Pesach roasting, there's plenty of time for it to roast before you actually have to eat it at the Seder. On Shabbos, however, you can't do that. So if Erev Pesach is also Erev Shabbos, that means that the Leil HaSeder is going to be Friday night. It's going to be Shabbos. That means your Korban has to be fully cooked before Shabbos starts. And therefore, we need extra time. And therefore, Nishchat B'Sheshu Mechza, the Korban HaTamid, is pushed all the way to its earliest possible time at 6.5 hours into the day, 12:30 on a 6-to-6 day. Right, so shechting it at earliest possible, at 6.5 hours, the Korban B'Shevu Mechza, which means that we're done bringing the Korban HaPesach, the Korban HaTamid on the Mizbeach, at 7.5 hours into the day, 1:30 in the afternoon, which leaves us 4.5 hours for everybody to bring their Korban Pesach, Pesach Acharov. So 4.5 hours is enough for everybody in Klal Yisrael to bring their Korban Pesach and also to have it roasted before Shabbos starts, before Yom Tov starts.